10-term Pennsylvania 1st District U.S. Congressman Bob Brady will face competition in the May primary from Philadelphia Deputy Mayor for Public Engagement Nina Ahmed. She relinquished her post last week and joins me now to make her case. Nina, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
No stranger to public service, though. Was there a tipping point for you to go from that to seeking political elected post?
Yes, I have been an advocate for the issues I care deeply about. Having women have a seat at the table, we are more than 50% of the population of the country, the globe, and yet we are still objectified, vilified, not at the table. That has been a driving force for me for a long time. And then I am a first-generation American, so as an immigrant, I'm very thankful to this country and particular to this city for having embraced me and for me having these opportunities. And so I'm paying it forward. I want to be the person opening that door for others behind me.
Indeed, though, how do you feel you can best serve the values that you've just listed in this capacity rather than, for example, you served on advisory commissions for President Obama,
right,
your work in the Kennedy administration?
Absolutely. So I want to make sure that all legislation that comes out has the lens of equity and justice.
Quite candidly, one of the gaps you'll have to close between now and May is in terms of name recognition for Brady. Some of it is quite frankly notorious of late. And with that, weigh in on the allegations that he paid off a former adversary, Jimmy Moore.
He has two of his close folks who are indicted. And this charge that he had paid someone to leave the race has to be brought to the court and it'll be decided there. I have really not much to say about that because I was going to do this regardless of whether he was vulnerable or not, because I truly believe we have no women in the Pennsylvania delegation, none. For us to be in the 21st century and to have no women representing Pennsylvania is reprehensible. So I have to put my money where my mouth is and just all that I've been advocating for all these years, I feel I'm ready to do this.
Naysayers might wonder if you are championing special interests over the good of the entire community, to which you would respond?
I would respond no, because when you take the health of a country or a society, you look at how women and children are treated. So when I empower women, we're going to have an improvement across the board. Women make so many decisions about our families, about how we spend our money. So when we have situations that demean women, they are not living up to their full economic potential. And I'm very interested in linking the issues that affect women are really our economic impact. And I'm not just going to be only someone who's going to support women. I'm going to support everyone. I am going to support people who are marginalized and haven't had their voices at the table. This includes, you know, when I was in office serving the mayor, I had within my office, the Office of Black Male Engagement, which had the African American Male Commission. The African American man, I think, has been marginalized to a great extent in our society. And changing that narrative is very important to me.
Was Mayor Kenney surprised when you submitted your resignation?
You know, Mayor Kenney holds a very impassive face. You know, I supported the mayor heartily. I worked for him. I believe in what his aspirations are for the city. One of the things he did say was, you have to do something that you believe in. And if you don't do it, you're going to regret it. But I know he knows where my heart is. This is why he chose me to run his Office of Public Engagement, because he truly knows that my goal in life is to make sure we give the tools and pathway for people to direct their own destiny. And I'm going to continue to do that, be a voice for people who especially have not been heard, a lot of marginalized people who live in that district.
Thanks for being with us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you so much.
Nina Ahmed recently departed as Philadelphia Deputy Mayor for Public Engagement, now embarking on a potential career in politics, taking on 10-term Pennsylvania 1st District U.S. Congressman Bob Brady.